This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. There are a lot of people waiting anxiously for tomorrow's June jobs report from the Labor Department. Economists, investors, my Marketplace colleagues, and most importantly, of course, the Fed. The Fed wants to see job and wage growth cooling down, which would mean it's making inroads against inflation. Today, leading up to that much-anticipated jobs report, we got a lot of confounding, contradictory indicators. So we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to figure out what is going on in the job market and the larger economy.
So here's what we learned today. Jobless claims are rising, according to the Labor Department, but announcements of job cuts by big employers actually fell by half last month, according to outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. The Labor Department reports job openings dropped by 500,000 in May, but more workers quit voluntarily in hopes of finding a better job fast. And private sector employers hired 500,000 new workers in June, according to payroll processor ADP, which is huge and totally confounds economists' expectations of a slowdown. Split all the differences, and economist Bill Adams at Comerica Bank comes up with this.
The job market does seem a little cooler than in 2022, although it's still good and it's adding jobs relatively quickly.
Adams says companies are seeing business slow down, but they worked hard to staff up in a labor shortage, so they don't want to lay anyone off now.
Because they think it might be really difficult to rehire if the economy picks up again.
Meaning the labor market is likely to remain challenging for employers.
Companies are growing, and there's more jobs than there are people.
Kathleen Quinn Votaw runs Talent First, a recruitment and retention firm.
Employees are quite optimistic and in the driver's seat. Just because a soft recession might be coming doesn't mean that the supply of workers is going to magically open up again.
She says boomers keep retiring and younger workers are more choosy about the jobs and locations and schedules they'll accept. Even though job growth has flatlined in manufacturing, some of those skilled workers can find jobs in construction, for instance, which is booming, says Jim McCoy at staffing firm Manpower Group.
Manufacturers need electricians. Home building industry needs electricians. Same thing with plumbers. Same thing with welders.
So bottom line for many workers, the good times are likely to keep rolling for a while. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.